The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, a member of the Nation Network of podcasts and delivered by DoorDash. 1 hour of straight hockey talk with Dan, Rick, Tyler, and Bag Milk starts now.
Oilers Nation Radio, episode 223, Bag Milk, Rick, Dan, Tyler, and Liam.
Liam.
Back from England.
All the way back, just for this episode.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Or
that's what they said when I got that, too.
Welcome home, too.
Welcome back.
Welcome back home, too. How was your trip?
It was good. The weather was fine. The food was fine. Everything was fine.
So I feel
fine.
Like the weather's always out there just fine.
It's either fine or very wet.
Was there anything
and when it's wet, it's fine rain.
Was there anything that was good or great on your trip? More than fine.
Did you have a Yorkshire pudding?
No Yorkshire puddings.
What?
But I did have some beers.
Nice.
What's the big beer
over in England? What's
Carlin.
What's the new king like?
No, they weren't warm. They were chilled.
Did you hold court with Charles?
No, I didn't meet Charles. Just my dog when I got home, Charlie.
Charlie. Nice.
You have a dog that lives over there?
No, he lives here. Sorry, when I said home, I meant here.
Oh,
I now call him King Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Because
why not?
There
you go. Yeah, Chuck.
I actually have a breed of Prince Charles or King Charles Spaniel. So there you go.
Shout out to the king.
A lot now. Yeah.
Straight hockey talk.
Long live the king.
Of course.
The queen
cucumber
is
sandwich.
Long live the king. No cucumber sandwiches. I had, you know, the banana thing got brought up a few times while I was there.
Let's talk about that. Oilers Nation Radio is going to start off a little weird. Let's talk about bananas.
So the banana thing, everyone knows I eat bananas. Rah, rah, rah.
So like it turned into a thing.
It's a huge thing. It's half of my personality now.
So you go to England and they know about the banana thing.
No, my parents love it. My parents think it's really funny.
Okay.
So when we get to my grandparents' house, they have bananas in the fruit bowl. And my dad goes, oh, Liam might eat all those.
Did you?
No, I didn't nailed have one.
Not, nailed it on the delivery and everything.
I don't eat them when
that's
I'm
awesome.
Like I eat them, but not when I'm not watching hockey. And yeah, no one else found it. They were just like, oh, that's.
I love that you've become synonymous with bananas because even when I have bananas at my house, I also love bananas. Now I just think of you.
It's an international trend. I am
the banana man.
Well, you crush five bananas during a playoff game. That's bound to happen.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, it's good that they go far, but hopefully it's, you know, first round.
How are the cheeseburgers going now?
Cheeseburger reviews are okay.
By the way, if you're not following
tomorrow,
if you're not following Liam on Twitter, Liam, plug your handle.
Liam Horobin.
The cheeseburger reviews from Small Rinks. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. There's one coming tomorrow at the Jubilee in Fort Saskatchewan.
They have good burgers. I can tell you for a fact they have good burgers.
Well, I'll be there for the Fort Saskatchewan and Shore Park U18 AAA game.
I'm looking forward to seeing where they slot into the rankings.
Yeah, I'm curious. Right now, the Grant Fear Arena, nothing is compared. Unbelievable.
Well, he is a legend. Makes sense.
The Randy Rosen rink was second. It's okay. It'll probably fall. And then the Centennial Civic Center Arena in Lloydminster. Horrendous.
Horrendous.
That makes sense.
What was wrong?
Wet and stinky.
That's really not what
I want in a cheeseburger.
No. When you order a burger, you don't ask for it wet and stinky?
Well,
no.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, so a lot more community rinks will come up soon with hockey starting. So stay tuned for that.
I'm looking forward to it.
You got to start tagging these arenas in here. So if, you know, someone's got to pull up their bootstraps a bit, they get into it.
I don't need the heat.
Hey, listen, you're just calling them, calling people out.
You're a purist. You're in it for the love of the game.
I think this could get you free burgers if you play it right.
It could.
100% it get you free burgers.
You just tell them ahead of time. You're a Yelp reviewer.
Is that the goal of the exercise, is to get free burgers, or is it a matter of being a purist and truly deciding the best small town burger?
You may be
community rank burger.
I think it's about finding the best. One thing I do consider in my rankings is the price of a burger.
Of course. Of course you have to.
So at the Randy Rosen, it's $5.
That's fine.
Pretty good for a burger.
Yep. Nice.
Grant Fuhr, I believe it's like $5.50.
No problem.
Great value.
Lloyd Minster, $7.
Fuck. Oh, come on.
For wet and dirty, you got to pay. For wet and dirty, you got to pay.
Getting like fries and a pop with that, or no? That's just the burger.
With a pop, it was $10.
Oh, good Lord.
Whoa.
It was $3 for a Gatorade.
Come on, Lloyd Minster. Do you know what kind of economy we have right now? This is insane.
So they had a lot of ground to make up on before I even bit into the burger.
Yeah, of course.
Kidding.
Yeah. Especially when the presentation is wet and stinky.
Upset.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everyone knows Lloyd Minster flies in their beef.
Yeah, well.
I guarantee that's from the Saskatchewan side.
It was not 100% Alberta beef, that's for sure.
100%. Mm-mm. All right, let's get down to business. We got Liam out of the way. Burger reviews coming on Liam's Twitter. As the season goes on, Tyler,
we got reviews.
We got reviews for this podcast. First, I got to say hello to our friends at Oodle Noodle. Of course, we thank them for being here. Location opening soon in Calgary behind enemy lines. What is that? Is that my laptop again? It is my fucking laptop again.
What's that beeping?
I don't understand. Like, here, listeners. What is this? Is the second time this has happened on the podcast? So I'm going to save this.
Can you mute your computer?
Okay, we're going to mute that, we're going to shut this off entirely.
I hear nothing.
I feel like there's going to be a bomb that blows up here in my computer, and it's upsetting. So I'm going to get back to the business at hand.
Reviews.
Oodle Noodle, thank you for being you. Congratulations on opening in Calgary. Calgary sucks, but now it gets a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Thanks to our friends at Oodle Noodle. Tyler, review time.
This one comes in from the Nine of Spades, titled Ask the Idiots. 5 stars. I've submitted a number of Ask the Idiots questions that I keep getting told are good questions, yet none of them make it on the pod. At first, I thought, wow, these idiots don't remember reading my Ask the Idiots questions. But then I realized I keep submitting questions that don't get read. So who's the real idiot? Whatever. 5 stars.
I will say that your guess is probably correct, that I just completely forget that I have them and I lose them in my DMs.
Vikes Ross, here's your review. Great pod, guys. Always entertaining. Addition of Liam is great. Could do with a bit less Rick from time to time.
That's right. I feel the same way.
Maybe as much Rick on this pod as Chalmers on Real Life. 5 stars.
Wow. Wow. Shots fired.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Okay. How did you stop serving that person?
I don't know, buddy. There's a lot of things people dislike me for.
Papa Belanger, Homer. Nothing brings me more joy than having my own armchair opinions being reaffirmed. This podcast has more bias for the Oilers than a mullet-wearing hockey mom threatening a 14-year-old ref at the Terwilliger Rec Center on a Tuesday night, and I love it. Bag Milk and Tie Tie, the BM kissing guy, bleed some of that real-life energy into the cast. Dan and Rick are the perfect yin and yang of rational and passion-driven takes. If you're looking to drink the Kool-Aid, this is the podcast for you. 5 stars.
Who's who? That's
nice. I'll be Yang.
I don't, yeah. Who's passionate and who's the other one?
I think you're probably passionate, Rick.
You get fired up.
Yeah, you get fired up.
That's fair.
What did he say that I was?
Rational.
Rational.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah, you're mellow.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to read this name.
Well, let's just bleep it out.
I'll mock it.
Just read it. We'll bleep it out. We're going to need confirmation.
Leslie Bob.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna bleep out a few of these. Best place for Oilers talk. Love the show. Always kickstarts my mind and keeps the hockey flow going in the off season. Feel bad for Tyler though. You can always hear the frustration build up when the show goes off topic. Regardless, best pod for Oilers news and discussion. #Hashtag keep Nuge forever. 5 stars.
You can see it too if you've.
Yeah, like if you watch the video of the podcast, you can see the color drain from Tyler's face and just the general irritation prop right up. I love it.
You can usually time the episode by Tyler's face.
Yeah. 4 more to get through here. Great pod. This one from Everett 97. Love the pod, guys. I had never listened to any podcast before I got my summer job. After a few days of boredom at my job, I knew I needed to change something. I looked at pods, searched my favorite thing, Oilers, and this pod popped up. I've listened to every episode since I worked. I still listen now that I don't have the job. Sorry about that. Great pod with lots of info. Makes me laugh. This pod seriously helped me get through my summer job. Thanks for all you do. Guess it was a summer job. You didn't get
Tyler fired. Tyler having to read through these and like comment on it during it is the best.
Douster, booyah, 5 stars. Great podcast, much better than Flames Nation, probably because the Oilers are a real team. If you're looking for mail on mail, kisses, fingers in mouths, and nonsensical nonsense, you better chom in on this podcast. I feel like that might have been for real life.
That might have been for real life,
yeah. Ty, why won't you kiss me? 5 stars. Mm-hmm. John Scott ain't got nothing from the rookie. Oilers will rule all. The Kool-Aid that comes with this pod is the best, and that was proven when our own Tyler Hamchunk went toe-to-toe last season against former NHL tough guy John Scott and proved that the Oilers are legit. Carry on, boys, and if Jay tries to trade Dad one more time, I'm going to get a Downton voodoo doll and make it touch itself while Jay is in important meetings.
Also, could have been for real life, arguably.
Could have been for real life. This last one, 5 stars from 99999k.s99999.
I know that person.
Yeah. I don't know how you log into your account with that username. I forget how many nines I put in.
Did you say k.99 or 999?
This is the best Oilers podcast. Even in the dog days of summer, this podcast is always great and worth a listen every week. When I first started listening, I thought Rick was a bit of a lunatic with his takes, but now I almost always agree with him. Has Rick become sane or have I become insane? This person's name was Jesse. So shout out to Jesse for that one. So
is it pronounced Jesse? Or yes,
interesting question. Mm-hmm. So we got that last one about are they going insane or is Rick becoming more sane? I'll nominate that one as a finalist. That one was meant for real life. That was
I want to give my vote. I'm going to give my vote for the Oodle Noodle Box to our friend that is jobless.
Yeah, me too. I think he could use lunch. So I'm with you.
Yep, free lunch for me.
I'm down.
Sure.
All right.
There we go.
To the guy who doesn't have a summer job anymore or girl who doesn't have a summer job anymore, you win. Email me, Tyler@OilersNation.com. You get a free box of Oodle Noodle.
There you go.
Sent to you in the mail by Carrier Pigeon.
I suggest the Hot Box.
Hot Box is great. Hot Box with shrimp, maybe?
Mm. Yeah.
Delish.
Why not?
Maybe double the protein if you're feeling famished.
Famished.
Maybe you're a little hangry. Double that protein. Tyler, speaking of Oodle Noodle, it's delicious. We know it. But what is the delicious debate this week?
The Oodle Noodle delicious debate this week is based off an article I wrote earlier this week about my concerns heading into this season. It's Kool-Aid drinking season. Everyone's feeling positive, and I'm not saying we should be negative, but I don't mind shining a light on what's maybe keeping us up at night a little bit before the start of the year. So what is your biggest concern heading into this season?
You wrote the article. I've read your article. I'm going to start with you, Tyler. If you got it, you only get to pick one though, because you put 5 down on the list.
For me, it's the depth on the left side. That's what's keeping me up at night. I shiver in fear that one of Kulak or Nurse will get injured. And that means either Broberg or Murray's going to have to play top 4 and the pairings are going to be all scrambly. And I just fear they don't have the depth on the left side to get through an entire 82 game NHL season. I think when you look at their roster, their scoring depth at least has some upside and potential and should be fine. If not, the high end is there with McDavid, Draisaitl, Kane, Hyman, all those pieces. That scoring will be fine. Goaltending will be fine. They got through last year with the goaltending they did. So Campbell, Skinner will be better. But for me, it's the blue line, because like the high end of their blue line isn't elite, like the forward group, and the depth isn't that good. So the left side of the blue line specifically worries me.
Dan, what do you got?
I think it's a pretty common one for everybody when they see the number that is available. It's the cap space. And for me, Tyler, you kind of laid it out there. You look around the league and every team, it seems, is having these end of season injuries come out already, or, you know, issues that are going to hold out players for a long time. Yeah. If we see that with our star guys, there is some finagling that has to be done by the management. And everybody knows that we're at we're staring at the end of the gun barrel. And so, for me, the cap space is a big issue because this team may need to make some tweaks in the season. And with $167 to do that, you don't have a lot of room to work.
We're going to do a deep dive into the salary cap here right away, because like Dan said, not a lot of space. Rick, biggest concerns leading into the year?
I'm pretty confident with this team right now.
Bless you.
If you do have a big guy go down for a long time, LTIR, you got the money right away. It's not a big deal. The only thing I'll be watching closely is that the young youth takes the next step that I think is it's needed, but I also think it's an automatic, or not an automatic, but I think it's most likely going to happen. So as long as, you know, the McLeods, the Yams, the Brobergs and those guys, Skinner, they take that next step to what I think they should be, I think we'll be okay.
Are you at all concerned that do you view this as the Oilers are relying on any of that? Like, do you think they need two or three of those guys to have a successful regular season?
No, because I think that's why you brought in some of the older guys. And I still think that, you know, if we lost a defenseman, it's not the end of the world. We can go to an 11-7. And those guys are really good at juggling the youth and sprinkling them in with the veterans and getting by. So I think we can still do that too. I'm just... I just want to get through camp here and just drop the puck on October 12th.
Oh, me too.
Liam, what are you thinking?
That they trade Jesse Puljujärvi. That's probably my biggest concern.
I think it's so made up. Like, I don't think it's actually even being talked about all that much within the upper office.
You think there's
not more than normal.
I think there's just people trying to will it into existence.
Yes, all it is. Oh, and I've left Twitter because of this. It's people over pumping his tires and then over deflating his tires. And he's not the greatest defensive player in the league. He just isn't. But what he does is he plays his defense in the offensive zone. So it's a non-traditional defensive type of player where he spends all his time down there. Of course, his numbers are going to be okay that way. So it's the argument's just been, it's over the top for me. I've had enough. I can't stand it.
You actually have. You haven't sent out an Oilers tweet in 9 days.
Yeah,
How long did the break last for?
Sorry, have no idea.
Or you just timed out for a while?
It could happen right now. I have no idea. I just whenever I feel like saying something, but I look at it, I start reading this stupid shit again. I just fucking put my phone down.
I totally get it.
It's annoying the piss out of me.
I've been treating Twitter lately like almost throwing a grenade and then just walking away.
Oh, it's terrible, man. In every aspect of it, right? It's
My biggest concern right now, to wrap up the delicious debate, and I'd like to hear your answers as well, Owen Radio Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. I think just the general state of the defense right now. I think, Liam, can you scroll down on Daily Faceoff a little bit?
Yes, I can.
So looking at it right now, Nurse and CeCe, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Kulak, Bouchard, I'm cool with that. The third pairing, though, of Broberg and Barry makes me nervous. It's mostly because...
Yep.
Barry is not the veteran that I would put next to a rookie to settle them down in their first full year. And I don't see on that right side a guy that I would move into that position.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like, I just think the way that's part of my concern with the defense is like, so let's say you move CeCe down and you do like Kulak Barry, but then you're going what, Broberg Bouchard as a third pair? Like,
and you can't,
like, that's not a stabilizing guy. And then your most stable right shot D man is CeCe. You're not going to put CeCe with like the Broberg, because then I think Murray Barry could maybe be a decent third pairing. And that would come probably with Broberg not making the team, obviously. But still, I just think the way the pairings line up, that right side, I just wish Tyson Barry was a shutdown right
now. But you could roll this as 11-7.
I was just going to say.
And sprinkle in Murray, and you're fine.
You need
these guys to get their feet wet, right? The Broberg needs to play.
100%. But like, for me, if we're just talking about our big concerns, when I'm looking at the line combos just right now on Daily Faceoff, like, I would feel infinitely more comfortable if that Tyson Barry spot there on that third pair was with a player like an Adam Larson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like, I think they're going to be passable. I'm not saying that the defense is terrible or anything like that, but if the delicious debate question is what's the biggest concern you have, that's my answer.
The other thing, I just totally lost my train of thought now. Damn it.
Way to go.
Oh, 11-7. We're talking about that.
Yes.
I think I like 11-7 when it's crunch time. When like you need a win, I think the Oilers' best chance of winning in a playoff game or late in the season is 11-7. Get your play driving forwards out there more, have defensemen that you can use in the proper situations. But early in the year, I actually think I might be against it.
But what about just to get those players, so those young defensemen, some playing time? Because they're going to need to play, right?
So that's a pro to the whole thing.
Yep.
The con is, over the course of those early games, I don't want to overwork my key forwards.
But he wasn't using, and I was listening to the radio this morning too, so I already know where you're coming from. He wasn't using Connor and Leon right away. You know, right away when it was 11-7. Yeah, when it was 11-7, it was Yam. It was other guys
but
besides
those two.
But even
if it is
two,
it's anyone in the top nine I view as a key piece, and I just don't want to overwork them, and I'd rather have guys get used to their line mates and start building up some chemistry than just always have the blender out in game early in the season.
Let me ask you a question. If we're going to go talk, we're just talking about 11-7. If you're seventh defenseman, who would you rather have as that seven? Ryan Murray, already signed, or Jason Demers in on a PTO?
Murray.
They got to go through training camp first. Depends who wins in training camp.
Oh, we're just guessing.
Probably Murray. He played in the league last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you have a situation where Demers steps up and you think you can play him in your top six, I think that opens up the Barry trade.
Well, isn't Nima Linen in the conversation too?
Yeah.
Samarukov doesn't have waivers.
Samarukov has to be traded. I don't see how he makes this team.
I think he gets traded too, but he's probably more in the conversation of making the team than Bakersfield, right?
But he has to be in the conversation right now because you have to have your lineup in like 10 days or 2 weeks or something.
A guy like Samarukov could slip through waivers when all teams do the big dump right at the beginning.
Yeah. Tyler Benson made it like three times last year.
Like, yeah, I think there might be a higher upside. Shillington went through, and that stunned me when Shillington made it through with Calgary a couple of years ago. Because it was like, why is some rebuilding team not just taking a flyer? And now those rebuilding teams are probably kicking themselves going, what the fuck? We could have had that guy for free. And I would worry that a team like an Arizona or even a Seattle would just be like, yeah, we got the spot. It's third round pick. He looks pretty good. Claim him. That would worry me.
I just feel like you have to slot those guys in the lineup. And so it's just not happening like it used to. It used to be like that. You used to roll through the list and you'd have to check to see where your team was because it was always changing. But now guys hit the waivers all the time. And other than goalies during the fucking pandemic,
shout out to Anton Forsberg.
Yeah. You have not seen a lot of waiver pickups where guys are getting transferred around unless it's one dude, like, what's his face? Zykov. Valentin Zykov.
Oh, yeah. Who was Markabello?
Right? Who was that last year too? There was a guy who
wasn't it Aaron?
Was Adam his name? Brooks. Adam Brooks. You're right. Yeah, he got claimed like four times.
So I think that there's a couple people that do that, and I feel like it has to do with something like the gameness of the person to go around too.
Right? I just think if the Oilers going to have a chance to slip some Markov through waivers, it's got to be in those like first days when everybody's doing the big dumps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he's a massive loss if he goes. The Oilers have a ton of defensive.
I think Smirkov would be a big loss. You spent so much time developing this guy, and going forward, you need cheap options that can play on your third pairing.
So then what are you doing with him?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like he's.
I keep him around as a seventh D all year. I think Smirkov has had enough experience in Bakersfield. Like Broberg, I wouldn't want around as number seven because if he's in and out of the line, no, you need Broberg playing every night. Smirkov, I think, has spent enough time in Bakersfield where could he still gain more from being out there? Yeah, he could. But there's also value in being up here and practicing against the NHLers and being around the NHL team and learning what it's like to be in the NHL. Like there's value in that. And I think Samarukov's at the stage in his development where it's okay if he only plays once every second game, two out of every five games, whatever it is, because there's other things that are helping him develop at this point.
Is he 1 year older?
He's 23, I think.
He's a year older than he's definitely a year older.
Born in 99.
Yeah.
But isn't the point of the defense being too young? Like having him wouldn't really make any sense, would it?
I don't think the defense is too young. I think the defense doesn't have, like, I don't like that there's not a second real good shutdown guy on the right side. And I think the left side is missing one more proven option, but cycling Samarukov and Murray in that third pairing isn't like the worst thing ever.
So they're just keeping like Nima Linen down.
Nemo's staying down.
He's on the air staying down.
They're all on two ways.
Yeah.
So, and Samarukov's a lefty, by the way. So we all know.
And Samarukov needs waivers too, right? And those other guys still don't need. I don't think anyone would claim Vinny Desharnais. Like, I mean, he has potential. I'm not saying he doesn't. I actually think he's taken huge strides, but like the chances of someone claiming him versus a Samarukov is vastly different.
How do you rank those four defensemen? Broberg, Samarukov, Nima Linen, and Desharnais.
What are we like?
Rank them right now, like today.
The exact order you just did.
What order did
Broberg,
you go?
Broberg, Samarukov, whatever, Desharnais Nima. Nemo, Desharnais last.
Right.
That's how my ranking would go. Admittedly, I'm not a prospect like
today.
Guy. Today.
Yeah. I think I might agree with that. With, again, just for me, the caveat of like, I wouldn't mind seeing the 21-year-old Broberg get a, I think he needs to play every day and he could develop more in Bakersfield. Samarkov's 23. He's had some seasons playing against men already or for a while now. Wow. Get him up here. Playing against men.
Wouldn't Nima Linen be the better choice for a guy that has some experience in the NHL and stuff? Though?
He's a right shot though.
No, he's not.
He's left. He's lefty. Oh, fuck. He's lefty.
He thick.
Desharnais is the righty. Sorry.
Yeah. I feel like Nima Linen is, you guys said what? Broberg, Samarukov, Nima Linen, and then
Desharnais.
I would slide.
He's waiver exempt.
Linen up myself.
See, no, I'd play Nemo and let him get all the big minutes in the AHL this year because he would have been behind Broberg. He would have been behind Samarukov last year.
A guy like Nima Linen, in theory, would be their number one left hand.
And he's got to work on, obviously he's got to work on his puck handling, right? His passing and whatnot. And I think this is a perfect opportunity for him.
So you got to get him minutes. You got to get him minutes and touches.
Yeah. And then bring him up, and there's going to be injuries or something like that.
We always, and we do, like I do this too. Like we're sitting here right now debating the forward combinations all the time, right? And it's like, fuck, someone's getting injured week two of the season and everything we're talking about right now is irrelevant in a way.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But going back to the delicious debate for our friends at Oodle Noodle, I want to know your biggest Oilers concerns in the days and, the days leading up to the season. Preseason game on Sunday.
Let's go.
What are you thinking? Hit us up, Owen Radio Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you're thinking Oodle Noodle, and I suggest that you do, order through DoorDash. Relax. Sit down. Maybe watch the Jays this afternoon. Order some Oodle Noodle. Why not? Liam, give me a ding dong.
Ding dong.
Thank you very much. Looking at some of the other stuff that happened this past week, let's get into the salary cap stuff that Dan said. Yesterday, Ryan McLeod signed a one-year contract for $798,000, which actually is a pay cut from his last contract. And you may go, why? Well, our friends at Puckpedia probably have the answer. With McLeod signed at $798,000, the Edmonton Oilers roster projects to include 21 healthy players, 12 forwards, 7 D, 2 goalies, with Holloway plus one of Malone or McKeg on the roster, Samorikov, Shore, and one of Ryan Janmark waived and or sent down. Klefbom and Smith would go to the LTIR. They can exceed the cap by $6.367 million. If they do it this way, the cap dancing via Puckpedia, they would have $165 in cap space. That's not $165,000. No, 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 friends. That is $165. Thoughts?
Not a lot of money.
It's pretty goofy to get to this point. I mean, like most teams, they just go over and then they figure it out afterwards. Whereas Kent Holland has been waiting all summer.
Can't go over.
Yeah. In the off season, you can.
Yeah. But it's almost time to pull that trigger. Right now. Anyways. Yeah,
the Oilers are about 7 million over right now,
but having
the two LTIRs,
but having three. That 160, that has to be one of the lowest amounts of dollars that have been left.
Oh yeah.
Start of a season.
Like they don't even have enough. Kent Holland doesn't have enough cap space to take his wife out for a nice dinner. Couldn't
buy
right
a
now.
Jersey.
No.
He can buy not even like, forget an Addy Zero or whatever we're on fans, now. He couldn't even buy a blank Fanatics.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go overseas and get one of those knockoff ones.
Yep.
Some player for the Oilers. They call up Nima Linen and he has to play like skeleton, no jersey. They're like, fuck, we didn't have the money.
So what do you think about the Puckpedia idea though, that of this, you got Smorikov, Shore, and one of Ryan Janmark being waived or going down? I don't like, that's if those fine. Are the options, you lose a Shore, a Ryan, or a Janmark.
Yeah. How many of those would we lose? Just one?
That's if they get claimed too. Like we talk about sneaking guys through.
Yeah, I just mean like how many would we have to send down? Just one?
Samorikov, Shore, and one of Ryan or Janmark waived and sent down.
I see. Okay.
It's a combination deal.
Right.
So my concern with this is that requires you to go with it. I'm not that concerned about losing one of those forwards. Mildly concerned, obviously, from our previous conversation about losing Samorikov. My concern is that you're running with less guys on your roster throughout the year, and the Oilers don't have the luxury of, like Calgary's a farm team is in Calgary. Toronto's is in Toronto. Vancouver's is in Abbotsford. The Oilers don't have a farm team that is like a hop, skip, and a jump away. Like what happens?
How fast do you need a guy to get here though?
But again, like if you're running with that short of a roster, what happens when, let's say you have 12 forwards exactly on the roster. Someone wakes up sick. I guess you can just go 11 and 7.
I was going to say, I would wager that at some point this season, the Oilers, because of the cap situation, will have a game where we have one less player dressed than we were supposed to.
That's like a competitive disadvantage though. Like it's just sticky and annoying.
But look at the top of our lineup.
Vegas has had to do it. Calgary's had to do it a couple years ago as well.
It didn't go well for Vegas last year when they had to do it.
No. Nothing went well for Vegas.
You scrap those games. You just drop those.
Vegas doesn't have a Connor. Vegas doesn't have a Leon. Vegas doesn't have the top nine that we have.
Yeah, but they have Jack Eichel.
Yeah,
who cares?
They still didn't have enough money to feel
over the team, fucking rated. Kind
of the argument.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't love the idea of being in such a bind that you can't feel the full team.
Listen, like under this way that Puckpedia is projecting, if we lose Derek Ryan or Matthias Janmark, I'm not overly concerned about it.
Derek Ryan's like 37 years old. There's very few teams can take a run on a guy like that.
I'm not concerned about that aspect of it. I'm concerned about the day-to-day moving throughout the season thing. But I guess if the Oilers think they have a handle on
it,
yeah.
It's like, to me, I look at it like you got to do this dance and shuffle or whatever, or you got to trade a roster player. And I know which direction I would rather go. And that's potentially losing somebody lower in the roster.
See, I think dance and shuffle, man. I like
dance and shuffle always.
Yeah. Like this, our top nine right now, our top 10 or 11. I'm happy with it.
To me, this is one of those first ones. Sorry, Tyler. This is one of those first ones where you look at the Oilers and they're going like, well, they're fucking trying to figure this cap thing out without sending out bodies. Like I would much rather
Brad Holland effect maybe, right?
Brad Holland's fucking living in the spreadsheets right now.
The nice part about this is, at least from my basic understanding, and I'm sure we'll get DMs from some of our big cap listeners if I'm wrong on this, there is an advantage, I believe, to being as absolutely close to your maximum LTIR pool as possible on opening day.
I think so.
Like, I think then it might make like, if you're doing a move later in the season where it's like Fogle out the door for a defenseman making 2 point whatever million, like, the transactions might be easier, like if for making trades, I think.
We'll find out. Somebody will correct us.
Yep.
They always do.
Yes. You know?
Looking forward to it.
We're making no trades. We're running 82 in the regular. We're at 16 in the post, and we're walking home with a cup. Like, I don't know why we even need a GM right now.
I see no problems.
Oilers win 98 consecutive games.
Sure.
Fuck yeah. Let's just talk about Ryan McLeod really quickly because we're talking about some salary cap. Well, he signed a cheap team-friendly one-year deal yesterday. My only problem with this is I would have loved to go longer than 1 year. I understand that you can't based on the current cap situation. That is the only downside to me, is that I think Ryan McLeod's going to have a good year this year and probably get a healthy bump next year. Only downside for me.
You can't even get that much of a healthy bump next year. But the year after is when it's going to come.
At some point, the agent will be like, listen, my boy scored 18 goals this year or whatever. Like, you're not going
to. Yeah, but we're not keeping him down because we don't like him. We're keeping him down because it's just not feasibly possible. But things will work out. Yeah, he'll be fine.
He actually still doesn't have Arbrights next summer.
No.
So it could.
He's that good, that young.
Yeah, it's wild, actually. 23 years old, and we're talking about a guy who appears to be ready to fully thrive in a third-line center role in the league, which is impressive.
Because when we look at guys like McLeod, sorry, Dan, and, you know, Bouchard is needing a new deal after this year, they're going to have to get to the point where they're doing the Klefbom deal with somebody. Because you got to manage the cap here, because they've got some massive contracts that are going to get signed in 3 and 4 years. They got to figure it out now.
Yeah, but the cap's going to shoot through the roof too. Like, hopefully, the first jump, it's going to be, if it's going to be 8 and 10 million, the first jump,
hopefully.
But the Oilers at that point though, Rick, when it finally does jump, like, you're going to have an Leon 8 to 10 million jump. Leon might take a $6 million jump on his own, 6 to 7 million.
I don't know, man. Like, I think Nate, the fact that Nate took that cheap ass deal, that's going to help us going forward.
Can we talk about Nathan MacKinnon signing for $100,000 more than Connor?
Petty King.
I think it's hilarious.
But what a cheap, cheap deal he got. Colorado won that. Cheap, yeah. Hands down. Like,
100%.
I thought he was 15 and up.
I had heard too that, like, he's going to make a statement. Like, he wants to be like, all right, the new era is here. Like, stars are getting paid. I heard he was going to push him for as much as he could. Maybe the Avs just held firm. Maybe Nate had a change of heart and was like, no, building a winner is way more fun. But
yeah, that cheap contract's going to help us with Connor and Leon going forward.
To be fair, 12.6 million isn't exactly it's a $6 million increase of his salary.
It's 12.6 right now, but it's also 12.6 in 8 years when he should be getting paid 21 million.
Caps 110.
Yep.
Like, he's worth just short of Connor money right now.
Oh, yeah. I think it's funny when a deal like this gets signed in the NHL, right? Because, like, Liam, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a bench player in the NBA making 12 and a half.
Yeah. Nate McKinnon, 600K more than Yusei Kikuchi.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Kikuchi. Again, just as a reminder from BLT Bets, we do not bet on games that the Jays pitch Kikuchi in.
No.
That is for another day. Anyway, I just thought it was funny. $100,000 more than Connor. Congratulations.
I was just going to say there, I think it's neat that the McLeod family is kind of the new hockey family coming up in the ranks. There's Mikey McLeod in New Jersey. And then there's another McLeoder, still in junior, I think.
I think it's the one minor league brother, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
More clouds, I say.
Don't the Not Oilers just the have cumulus. Him?
Do we?
Or he might have signed overseas. He was with us for a bit last year, I think.
Anyways, they feel like the Stalls to me, that kind of level of family.
It's the Hugheses.
Oh, who's Jared, though?
The Hughes are there, too. Yeah,
the Hughes are definitely that fan.
That's true. Dude, you see how fucking rattled he was about his NHL ranking? 87, I'm not going to play. Like, dude, it's your second year. Like, look at the guys who are ranked. Like, look at the other, compare your ranking.
I just love that statement of, I'm not going to play your game. Like, okay.
Yeah, the people at EA are like, oh, damn.
If EA cared about what you thought about their game,
yeah, they wouldn't have paid for it. They just played give you one.
Hey, my guy, have you noticed that EA's been pumping out the exact same game every single year for the rest of the eternity? They don't care.
Change the name sliders.
All right. Back to the Oilers because training camp is underway. Check it out. OilersNation.com. Gregor's got training camp updates going up daily. Last week on the podcast, Waz is crashing and banging out there. We said Jake Virtanen was probably not coming to town.
That's what the reports all
said. That's what the reports all said. Well, there he is. There he was. So Tyler, your thoughts, Jake Virtanen. I know your thoughts. I still don't get it. I don't understand. I don't understand the noise.
He's just not worth the headache at all. The comments from Holland, I thought were
weird
and just clearly not understanding the situation or the climate. I don't know why, considering the way this top nine looks right now and the way your fourth line looks right now and the other pieces you have on this roster, why you think a guy who wasn't a good KHL player last year is going to come in and be any sort of impactful for you. It's not worth the headache. It's not worth the negative attention. It's the wrong message to send to your fan base. Dumb. Don't like it.
Yes.
And people are going to message us now and be like, oh, so no one gets a second chance. Playing in the NHL is a privilege. It's not a right. And if you do the shit that Jake Virtanen did,
allegedly
in my opinion, or if you're accused of that stuff, I don't know. I just think the Oilers could have avoided this storyline and not lost anything.
I just feel like hockey and the NHL is not the redemption level of this sport and of this league. And the Oilers continue to force their fans to have to answer for these red flags that we're bringing in. And like you said, Tyler, for Ken Holland to seemingly be unaware of the red flags that we're speaking of, in the way that he speaks, it's just frustrating as a fan of this team to have to continuously have to keep, you know, getting shelled by other fan bases for what we're bringing in. But
it's like continuous, you're referring to Kane.
Yeah. I'm talking about Kane. I'm talking about if we go back further, there's other issues in this organization, other red flags that we don't need to keep doing over and over again. But I just feel like the NHL is not the redemption level. The KHL, sure. Go over to the KHL and excel over there. And then maybe it's a different conversation, but the guy didn't exactly excel either. So, not quite sure why we made this move. It's still a professional tryout offer and that I will hold my hope on. And hopefully he's not an Edmonton Oiler by the start of the season.
When I did my radio hit on Wednesday, I just asked, would you bring back Neil Yakupov? And Locke was just like, no, why? I was like, well, he outproduced Virtanen last year in the KHL. So
playing on a worse team, I think, too.
Rick, what do you think?
I'm not speaking about off the ice stuff. It is like, it's, yeah, whatever. On the ice, it's, yeah, no, I don't think he's, you guys all talk about, you know, lottery tickets and whatever, and that's nothing more than what it is. I don't see him making the squad, so that's not going to get much of my breath.
Liam?
Yeah, I mean, he's not good enough to play in the NHL anymore. It kind of feels weird that they wasted a spot on him when other guys are out there. Like
Milano?
Sonny Milano literally went to Calgary.
Yeah.
So we don't know what happens in the background, rather. Maybe they could offer something.
But there's probably guys who aren't going to bring you as much of a headache as Jake Virtanen.
No, 1,000%. But I mean, who would you rather have, the type of player that Virtanen is or the type of player Milano is? Probably Virtanen.
Milano.
I see. We have enough of those guys. You need some big, and I don't think he is this guy anymore. I think it's what he could be if he was at his best, but a big bruiser like that is somebody you kind of want.
To be frank, I just wouldn't look at a forward at all for this team. You know, if I'm looking at PTOs, it's not in the forward positions myself.
Yeah, Big Daddy Demers is who you like.
I do. I was a huge fan of bringing
Dude's Demers. Almost older than I am. Didn't even play last year.
But again,
played in Russia.
But that's what a professional tryout is for. That's what those are the people yeah. that people. No,
there's
that
guys
I might
that are playing in
team.
The NHL last year that should have got one ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean Demers is whatever. I don't think Demers is making the team either. I think this might be like a hey, you want $200K to go mentor the guys in Bakersfield or
it's not. Like Demers comes in on a PTO hoping to get a gig somewhere else.
There's also rules about how many
veterans you have playing in exhibition games.
So Demers probably just makes life a little bit easier in that holes. Regard. Because CeCe's out or CeCe's not skating. So
yeah,
you don't want to have to like be forced to play Bouchard and Barry in every preseason game.
First round picks actually fit into that category, but I know what you're trying to say.
The Oilers don't have a right shot D-man. That's first round pick though. Oilers don't have a right shot.
No, but first round picks, like they can be that veteran on the roster, whatever.
Sometimes you just need a little insurance, I think is what the boys are saying. Thankfully, our friends at Cornerstone Insurance, they're the ones to provide it for you. CornerstoneINS.ca, all the products you could ever hope for. Auto, residential, commercial, life insurance, CornerstoneINS.ca.
That's actually how the Oilers got in touch with the MERS in the first place. They called Bill at Cornerstone and they're like, hey, listen, our blue line, we're worried about it. We need some insurance. And Bill said, I know the exact guy. Gave him Jason DeMers number. Boom, rest is history.
Perfect.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Now you do.
Yep.
I know. Tyler's teaching me things.
Yep.
Other couple of notes from training camp so far. Again, we're just in the early days. The boys are on the ice and they're looking good. What do you guys think, by the way, before I get to these other little notes, just the pictures coming out of guys in the blue and oranges. Oh, it just looks so
what the hell is
wrong
button.
It just looks so good.
Those Royal Blues are gorgeous. I even had a Flames fan DM me the other day and say, hey, listen, I hate saying this, anything but good about the Oilers. You guys have the nicest jersey in the league. And I honestly thought that she was referring to that stupid thing we're bringing in, but she was referring to the Royal Blues.
We the best.
We are.
Flames Nation, actually. The Flames Nation Down in Flames podcast.
They were talking about that stupid thing we're bringing in this year. That
they're big fans of our jerseys, though.
That's gross.
The new third one?
Horrible.
Reverse retro?
I don't mind it.
Nah, I'm not terrible. A fan.
I don't mind it. I'm not going to buy one, but I don't mind it.
It is exactly what... everybody, I think, that likes that Todd McFarlane jersey.
Seth is Family Guy.
Has been hoping for.
To me, it's just the reason I'll defend it is the Oilers all the time over the last, you know, handful of years since the thirds have just become the thing. It's just the classic logo, different colors.
Yep.
And I just like that they did something different.
Yeah, I
would not much different rather,
though. It's what we did fucking 20 years ago.
Hey. Bring but it back. But I'd rather that than them just go do the Edmonton across the chest or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's not going to fly either.
25 years ago, that was the highest selling jersey of all time.
Gross. We made terrible decisions then because it was terrible jersey.
I mean, Rick, just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's a bad jersey.
Rick is anti.
It's a great jersey. And then they just add in a bunch of orange accents. And
so
it just,
me and Dan kind of like it. Rick and Tyler don't like it. Liam, you are the judge and jury here.
I kind of like it.
Hey!
Paying them or something?
It's a great jersey.
I don't know. It's nothing special, but I like it.
It's nothing special. We're the Edmonton Oilers. Everything we should have should be special. We need to hold ourselves to it.
What would you do then?
I have no idea. I am more autistic than artistic.
That's why he was just scared. You were staring him down. And
staring who down?
Liam. Oh. He backtracked a bit.
That's had my eyes closed.
I can't afford it anyway. I've only got $166 left in my bank.
Yeah. You and the Oilers.
Wow, you've got more money than the Oilers.
$70 extra now if you want to purchase a jersey from what it was last year.
Looking at, really?
Yes, that just came out this morning.
Oh, Lord.
I thought that was just for like the on-ice authentics.
Might be, but $70 more is quite a rate.
I spill enough shit on my jerseys as it is. I don't need an on-ice half.
It comes out, man. I took my white Yamamoto to Calgary. I got mustard on the thing right away. We had the rest of the night and next day, and I washed it like 3 days later. It came out, no problem.
If you have a stain, reach out to Rick, and he will help you.
Yeah.
Or also the Mrs. Towel Boy.
It was Mrs. Talboy. She was a big help.
Back to training camp. A couple of things. No surprise on this one. Mike Smith failed his physical. We expected that.
Do we think that he did the physical or do we think that he was just like, nah.
Yeah, I bet he did it.
Like, there's things out there.
I think you got to do it with like insurance or whatever. Cody Ceci, as Tyler mentioned, a little bit banged up. So he's going to have a later start in training camp. It's about a week or so.
Yeah, about there. And this just quickly, while you're on the topic of injuries, Jay Woodcroft just updated everyone on a few Bakersfield guys. Desharnais, minor injury. Savoy, injured in Penticton, is out long-term. Eek. Raph Lavoie won't participate in training camp. Tyler Tulio is close. So,
what happened to Savoy?
I don't know. Do you know?
I didn't see it. He left a game early, I think.
Oh, you were in the future.
Yeah, I was in the future. It was hard to watch hockey.
Oh, wow.
Good point. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Tough when you know what happens.
I don't know what happened to Savoy.
Oh, and Slater Cuckoo is out for a while.
That's what I was going to get to. So Slater Cuckoo has asked the team and they granted him to extend his leave for personal reasons while he continues to work on some stuff that he's got going on. So we just want to wish Slater Cuckoo all the best. He does hope to return this season to the Oilers. And I think from all of us, I hope that happens for him. So all the best to Slater Cuckoo. Other thing that happened this past week, Duncan Keith will sign a player development contract with the Oilers this year. That kind of goes to the joke that we said all through the season last year that he could be a scout in Penticton or Kelowna and just check out a couple of Rockets games and you collect that sweet, sweet check. So I'm not saying that's what happened because I don't know. I'm not invited in these conversations. I should be, but I'm not.
I agree.
Do we think this development contract is somewhere close to what the money would have been for him to continue playing in the NHL, allegedly, in my opinion? Based on absolutely nothing.
$1 million. It's like when we talked about
1.25, I think it was.
It's like when we talked about sliding in some shares in the team to Connor's new contract, you know, you just got to get unique with it.
I wish they could do that kind of stuff. Like Connor, you get a percentage of merch sales, but it doesn't count against the cap. And you're like, oh, wow.
I think it's a good addition,
Keith Tyler.
Yeah. I mean, it's expected. We knew this was coming.
I mean, you got a guy like that.
We didn't know he's going to become he's going to be part of the organization.
So fucking vague. Like, what is he going to, I don't know. Going to come what?
It's like when Paul Coffey was a development coach.
I just don't really care. It just doesn't move the needle.
This came out of a Red Wine Summit, obviously.
Tyler is, I feel like you're salty today.
Really?
Because before we started recording this podcast, we were trying to come up with names for our two studios that we're building another studio here at Nation HQ. And Tyler just wants Studio A, Studio B. And I think that's way too boring.
If you're doing that, it's got to be 99.97.
Just like upstairs.
Yeah.
Sweet 99, sweet 97.
It's just confusing.
How is it confusing?
There's only two of them.
There's two rooms.
And there's 18 feet apart.
And you can
even if you went to the wrong one, you'll be the other one in 2.5 seconds. In fact, if you just watch everybody, they're going to the right one.
Tyler's like, I showed up at the wrong studio.
One of them has a glass door, in fact.
Just call them Studio A and Studio B.
No. Tyler, so just so you know, fair listener, I've removed Tyler from this decision.
I think you should call him Studio C and D just to piss him off.
I might do that.
But then people are going to be like, where's A and B? But
they're gone. They're Studio is at your house.
Get cool signs for him. If you're going to name him something cool, you need cool signs for him.
Studio O.
100%.
Otherwise,
do we have a neon sign person that listens to the pod?
Hello, if you're listening and you can make custom neon signs.
Better than me. Studio A and Studio B. Actually, you know what? Don't email Tyler. Email bagmilk@oilersnation.com. I don't want him gatekeeping any of this.
I'm the podcast boss.
Someone.
One's Wanye, one's Squire.
And they make a neon sign that says better than Studio A and better than Studio B.
Coombsy's idea was that we called the studios after people that no longer work for us. Like
Chris, the intern memorial.
The intern memorial studio. Oof, I mean, he's alive.
There's a memorial still there.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah. I mean, he might be dead to you.
I haven't seen him.
Evan.
Rick hasn't seen him. The Evan Hugowanek Memorial Studio.
Evan's studio.
What about that one one intern that came in with Chris and Kyla who lunch
that I replaced?
Oh no, I don't even remember her name.
That's fair.
Oh no, another one?
She didn't.
I think she didn't. Yeah, she just didn't show up.
She didn't show up on her first day, I don't think.
Mystery Intern Memorial Studio.
Yeah. Because that may be a memorial. Who knows?
Might be dead. Well, this took a dark turn.
Why?
Memorials are
interns we don't remember.
No, no, no. They're alive and well. They're just not here.
Not everybody lives forever, Tyler.
You know, nobody lives forever.
What if Liam, we call it the QE2 studio?
You know what? It's funny you bring that up. I wonder if they'll change it.
The QE2?
No, they can't.
The highway?
King Charles III Highway. The KC3 Highway.
It doesn't roll off the tongue quite the same, though.
Got to get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably said the same about the QE2 when it started.
Yep.
Or do they build another road next to it?
It's a toll road. Mm-hmm. I was driving in Ontario. A lot of toll roads out there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's confusing.
I don't like that.
I just went through them all in my rental car, see if they bill me.
Whoa. I don't think you were the one driving because I think we were talking about this a little while ago. You're not old enough to drive those cars.
We learned that Tyler's not old enough to rent a car.
Yeah.
And thankfully that your missus is allowed to rent a car, or you would have had 2 feet in a heartbeat all over the place.
I know. But I was actually a little bit ticked off. At first I was like, whatever. Like, I'll make sure I'm keeping it at a nice crisp 6 out of 10 this whole trip. And I never have to drive. It was all good.
Exactly.
But then we went to go. We reserved a RAV4. And we're walking through the little lot in the parking lot. And the guy goes, you just want this one? No extra charge. Gave us a freaking Beamer.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, damn it. Now I actually kind of want to drive it.
Wow. No, you weren't allowed to drive the Beamer.
Nope.
Unlucky. Wow. But you got to maintain a 6 out of 10. That's very important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How was Niagara Falls? What do you think?
Overrated. This is my third time now.
Overrated.
Overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Properly rated. I think if you don't go there for like a week or like three,
how much?
But there's a big difference between the Canadian and American side, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Matt, this is Canadian side.
How long did you enjoy the falls itself, though? That's the question.
Well, so we got there and we drove into Niagara Falls probably about 7 o'clock at night.
You do Maid of the Mist?
Yeah, we did that the next morning. And like, okay. It's cool if you've never been on the Maid of the Mist or the Hornblower, whatever they call it in Canada. Like, it's neat to go. You get really close to the falls. It's kind of cool the first time you do it. And you walk up and down. It's a nice little area. Go for a couple nice walks. You look at the falls for a few hours. We got
a few hours.
Wow.
Well, like, because you can walk around.
I looked at them for like 5 minutes. I was like,
oh, so you're walking. You're not just standing there like watching them like this.
He's talking about the town of Niagara.
Yeah. Like, go for a look at the falls for a little bit.
Did you hit up the Nino?
Walk. Hit up the Nino.
Did you go to Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum?
I did not. I went and got dinner though at the restaurant there. So you get dinner and the window overlooks the falls right next to it. And
what'd you have?
Steak.
Oh, you went to the Keg?
No. There was like a little
right on the top of it.
You went to Falls View.
I'm waiting to hear Liam's opinion because you look generally unimpressed with the falls.
People who shit on it just go there and look at the falls for 5 minutes and are like, "Well, that's dumb." But like, go explore a little bit. It's a neat town to spend a day in.
Barrel over the edge.
Sure,
I like it. But if I mentioned my Niagara Falls hotel experience before?
No. Should we wait for a hot and cold performers?
I can do it quickly.
Okay.
Okay. So we were supposed to stay at the Holiday Inn on the river or something like that. So me and my girlfriend drive from Toronto there. So it's like an hour. Mm-hmm. We get there and we get to this Holiday Inn on the falls and you know, it's right across the street from the casino.
Okay.
Yep. So we get there and we're like, yep. Say our names. And she's like, yeah, nothing here. She's like, are you at Holiday Inn on the falls? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, that's 15 minutes away.
This happened to me too.
So
I'm not even joking.
So we were like, oh, okay. So we went and I was expecting this view of the falls and I got a view of a DHL trucking service the entire
weekend. I stayed at that hotel too.
Yeah.
That's not a Niagara issue. That's you not knowing how to book
a
hotel.
No, it's the way that they, exactly.
If you call it Niagara on the falls, I would assume that I'm.
Yeah. It's called like Niagara on the lake.
It's because the name of the road. That's what they told me. Oh, the friggin' name of the road ridiculous. That runs in front of the building, which is like Liam said, like a 15-minute walk away from the falls. Mm-hmm. They false advertise and people complain about it all the time, but it's part of their scam.
Well, their deal. Here's another one. Just wait. If you have cheeseburgers, I'm coming for the review. I'm tagging.
Don't charge more than $6 though.
Yeah. If you charge anything more than $5.50, you are going to get knocked down in a hurry.
Anyways, Niagara review. If you think you're going to have like the best time of your life, you're not, but it's a cool place to go check out.
Tourism Niagara is blowing up our phones right now trying to advertise
like,
on this podcast.
But go, it's a nice day and don't just go look at the falls and be like, well, this is boring. Go explore and it's a nice place.
I went under the falls. Did you do that?
No, I haven't actually.
I had fun for several minutes.
You just don't know how to enjoy nature, I think is the take here.
What about the boat? Did you see the boat?
I went on the boat.
No, the boat that's shipwrecked. You didn't see it.
Wow. I think we're talking about where?
No, there's a boat on the top of Niagara Falls that is stuck and it's like crashed. Hmm. And then a few years ago, it like slightly moved and everyone was like, oh.
Are they just waiting for it to go over the top?
They just can't do anything about it.
So
so are they like literally waiting? I mean, obviously you can like do something to make sure it doesn't go anywhere.
I wish we could bet on this boat.
Shipwrecked.
You need a 24/7 camera on that thing.
My girlfriend won't like that I'm sharing this story, but she hasn't listened to the podcast, so it's fine.
That's fine.
She's never seen them before. And she saw them from the view from our hotel room and was like blown away. She thought they were the coolest thing. And she goes, so they can just turn it off?
Yes.
And I was like, uh-huh. I was like, ah, not quite. But then I learned.
Yeah, you go wait for the horn. Once that horn goes, then you go watch it. Go to your window and watch because that's when they start.
But then I learned they actually did turn them off once.
They have.
So I made fun of her and then I was proven wrong. Look, they can turn them off.
A boat.
Now, okay, wait. Now Google Niagara Falls turned off.
Niagara Falls.
This is when all the bodies came out.
Leave us a review about this segment specifically.
Yeah, this is a Oilers Nation Radio travel edition. Specifically about Niagara Falls.
Wow. That is something.
Can we put some of these pictures up on the Instagram account, please?
Yeah, why would you do that though? Yeah,
there was a reason for it because they were studying like,
there's a bird's eye
maintenance.
They were studying
all the bodies out of the rock. Come on now.
But they only turn off the American side. It looks like it.
I believe that it was part of it was they were doing like a geological study about the erosion of the falls itself. I believe.
So wait, when they say turn them off, do you just like stop them? Is there like a dam or is this legit like a fucking button?
We just dig straight down until we can go no further. And that's
just right here. There's a little wall.
I think they diverted it into the other side.
Yeah, you said like a dam or something, redirected?
Must be.
They had the citizens of Niagara Falls lining both sides of the river with cups, and they were just all fucking down
at the same time, and it stopped.
So what the boat, for anyone wondering, is called the Niagara Scow. Scow.
Scow, Scow.
S-Cow.
The opening of our podcast, I noticed just now, says 1 hour of straight hockey talk.
Well,
pretty close.
Hey.
Actually, you know what? I can find no better tie-in than what we just talked about for Ask the Idiots, right?
Yep.
That's true.
See? It works. It all works.
Oh my God.
Start the clock on the 1 hour straight hockey talk again.
All right. We only got three questions for Ask the Idiots here this week, boys. So we can burn through this quick. Probably, and based on a review that we got earlier, chances are there are guarantee there's more than three questions. I just don't know where they are. What do you want from me?
See if you remember it.
Send them to Tyler if you want me to not forget your questions. How's that? Number one, I'm going to start with Liam because he is welcomed back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is your hot take for the upcoming season? Mine is, I think the Leafs are going to miss the playoffs. Their high-powered offense won't be able to outscore their soft, shitty D and horrible goaltending. Also, losing points from the improved Sens, Wings, and probably better play from the Sabres takes away from their overall points total. What is your hot take for the year?
Sorry, they said the Leafs won't make the playoffs?
That's right.
Okay, I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either. But
I'll go... I don't even know if it's that hot just because of the injuries, but I'll just say the Bruins won't make the playoffs.
They are very old also. They're getting old there.
Yeah, the oldnessness. Yep, that one. Just the injuries for me.
Tyler, hot take for the year.
The other day on my TikTok account, at Tyler Uremchuk, give me a follow.
How many follows you got there now?
450, I think.
Nice.
I have 108, if anyone wants to
follow. Good for you. Follow Liam too.
I dropped my three hot takes for the upcoming NHL season. And number one was the Boston Bruins won't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think they're banged up. I think that division got a lot better. I don't think they got a lot better. And I just don't love their depth all around either. So I think the Bruins missed the playoffs. Take number two, very spicy. I don't think Ovi scores 40 goals this year. Oh, I think we see a step back from Alex Ovechkin, and he's in like the 35 to 39 range.
Nothing made me feel older than seeing yesterday when the NHL put out that graphic saying 18th season for Sid and Ovi. I'm like, God, fuck.
There's a lot of things that make me feel old these days.
So that was my second hot take, is that I don't think Ovi hits 40. And my third one was that we get our first 50 goal season from Connor McDavid, and he goes 50 and then finishes with 140 points.
Oh, damn.
Cool. Connor finishes with 140 points. We are having a good time. Nation Dan, you are our hot take for the season.
Well, I'm going to go into that division and say that the Florida Panthers aren't making the playoffs. What do you think about that, Tyler? I don't think they're doing it. I just don't think it's going to happen.
A little too spicy.
Speaking of which, Daryl Sutter's comments on Kachuk were hilarious.
But you know he's just standing up for his teammate, right? Like there is no measuring between Toffoli and Kachuk.
Oh, I get it. It's just the way he said it was very funny.
Everything he says is funny, though.
I think the Panthers are still really good, like Barkov and Kachuk, and you know they still got Reinhardt and Bennett and Ekblad. But I agree, they're definitely not gonna drop 20 points, I think, this year.
They're not scoring the goals that they did last year at the rate that they did, and therefore I believe that the Ottawa Senators may even pass them.
And the reason I'm coming around to it, man, you never know what you're getting with Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, exactly.
It's a good one. Once I thought about it, I don't hate it.
Thank you. The second one is that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to make the playoffs and Jack Eichel is in the Hart Trophy conversation this year.
Oh,
zero chance.
Rick. Come on.
I'm supposed to be the positive guy here too. Eichel is so overrated.
I just think that Vegas is that team this year that nobody expects them to do anything again. And
they don't have a goaltender.
Yep. That's true.
Jack Eichel will be playing.
But I also do believe
LB's out. LB can't even play for preseason because he's hurt.
I do believe that they will make a goalie transaction at some point in the season.
Didn't they just get, what's his name? Aiden Hill.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's going to help.
He scored 14 goals in 34 games last year. It's like a 30 goal pace.
I think
who are you talking about?
Eichel.
30 goal pace?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, 30 goals. Hey, no problem. 30 goals is nothing to shake a stick at. And I'm just saying he's not Connor. He's not Austin. He's not Leon or McKinnon, which everyone else tries to force down our throats.
But the reason that I'm saying that he's in the Hart conversation is because I don't think Vegas is as good as they have been in the past, and he makes them better this year.
I don't hate that take from Dan either. I like both of them.
Rick, your hot take for the year.
Yes, the Puljujarvi will have a full time or have a long term contract at the end of the year.
Ooh.
Wow.
He will play his way here. Yes.
Okay. My hot take for the season, Nazem Kadri does not hit 60 points. Enjoy that contract, Calgary. He's only done it twice in his career. Day. 61 points in 2016-17, 87 last year. You paid for the 87.
There was the shortened one where I think he was close if he kept going.
55, yep.
Yeah.
Or that was 55 and 80 in 2017-18. He was 2019-20, he had 36 and 51, so he would have hit it.
Probably. Yeah, it would have been close, right?
But I'm still saying it. I'm sticking with it. He does not hit 60 points in his first year in Calgary. Enjoy the contract. Take that, Princey. No, you're not listening.
I posted the Niagara Falls turned off thing on our Instagram and said, I regret to inform you today's podcast was not 1 hour of straight hockey talk. And Holt Lee commented, what am I looking at?
A geological survey.
Question number two, ask the idiots. Oh, I got to pull up a different part of this to complete the question here now that I'm reading it again.
Jesus, they're making you do homework.
Well, no, I just want to make sure that the listeners are well-versed in what I'm going to talk about here. So I need to make sure that I've got this. My friend Zachary Lang has it. Tyler, I'm pretty sure you know what I'm going to get to. After the great Jim Matheson quote in the Swiss newspaper, what is your favorite thing or combo from Taco Bell? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just humor me, fair listener. Yesterday in the Switzerland Times, Jim Matheson, quote unquote, Jim Matheson, probably not, absolutely not.
NHL by Maddie on Twitter
said he was asked about Mikko Koskinen's time in Edmonton. And the quote from Jim Matheson, again, this is what remains of Mikko's time in Edmonton is an absolute lack of bite. He had everything to be a successful goalie here. I think former assistant goalie coach Bofa Dees summed it up when he told me that Mikko could have been an annual contender for the Vezina Trophy for best goalie, NHL goalie, if he had the same drive as his 40-year-old competitor Mike Smith would have had. I got to know Mikko as a wonderful person and wish him all the best in Switzerland. He will always be remembered for his enthusiasm for Taco Bell's cheesy gordita crunch.
I just have to say, like, the cadence on that statement makes me, like, it actually feels like a Jim Matheson quote. That's why I'm, like, not that upset at the Swiss reporter believing some of it.
I think it's so funny. Yesterday when we read this on Real Life, I was howling laughing. I couldn't keep it together.
I roared when he said, what was the line about, I've spent a lot of time getting to know him and that I wish him well.
I got to know Mikko as a wonderful person and wish him all the best in Switzerland. He will always be remembered for his enthusiasm for Taco Bell's cheesy gordita crunch.
Isn't that line like how every reporter talks about a guy that leaves the city?
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible.
I love a cheesy gordita crunch and I'm glad Mikko does too. So back to the question for Ask the Idiots. What are you getting at Taco Bell?
Doritos Locos Tacos.
Mm. Ooh.
That sounds good. That answer. Am I okay to admit this here?
No.
Last time I was in Vegas was the first time I've ever had Taco Bell in my life.
Avery's here.
I went to the Taco Bell Cantina. It was my first time ever having Taco Bell. I had it right after I ate at Gordon Ramsay's steak. So that tells
probably
you,
better.
Tells you what exactly. And so I just went with the classic taco. So I'm just going to say the classic taco. Soft shelled.
I just get KFC when I go to Taco Bell.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're off this podcast.
No kidding. Tyler?
I'm going to tell you what I did last time I went to Taco Bell.
Go for it.
I was just hammered at like 3 p.m. because I had a golf tournament I was at. And in St. Albert, Taco Bell is right across the street from Arby's. So.
Oh nice. I like where this is going.
I walked into Taco Bell. I said, 3 soft tacos, please. While they were making them, I ran across the parking lot, went and got 2 junior beef and bacon cheddars, had them, made it back to Taco Bell before they even had that food ready, grabbed it, 2 different bags to go, ate all of them except for 1 beef and ched, put it in the air fryer later that night when I needed another snack.
That is a hero's lunch right
there. I am so proud of you right now.
I'm very proud of you too.
Wow. It was... how do I describe that? My arteries haven't recovered, but it was worth it.
No, it's always
fine. They'll be okay.
Rick, what are you going to talk about?
Dorito Locos Tacos.
You said that already. So last time I went to Taco Bell was probably with Rick, I think.
It's true.
And I was getting Taco Supremes with the hard shell.
Yep. Mm.
I also like a cheesy gordita crunch because it's got like the soft around the hard. So I respect Miko's choices and I understand why the people of Switzerland needed to know about them.
Do they have a Taco Bell in Switzerland?
I hope so.
So do I.
Last question. And this one's just kind of fun, so I included it. We might have done this actually now that I'm thinking about it, but that's okay. Nation Dan, you have $10 to spend on a meal for yourself and you're starving. What are you doing?
Oh, the answer is Costco every time because I get two hot dogs, and two pop. And then you can order an extra pop or two.
Get an ice cream.
You have, all sorts of money left over.
Yeah, sure. You got all kinds of money
left over. Those dogs are $1.50.
Yeah, what am I talking about? $1.50. Four hot dogs. Yeah, math.
No kidding.
Did some Yaremchuk math there and fucked that up. Four hot dogs and that's four sodas.
Which dogs are you going though? You go the Polish?
You gotta go Polish every time. Even though the farts and burps afterwards are horrendous.
Oh yeah, you're tasting those for days.
Yep. That's good.
Rick, you got $10. You gotta feed yourself.
Well, I just happened to be driving down St. Albert Trail yesterday and crossed over Yellowhead. And if anyone knows, if you're traveling north on St. Albert Trail, you cross Yellowhead right on your right hand side. Mm-hmm. It's an Arby's. Well, right there are two beef and cheds for $9. I'm taking that.
I like that.
Thank you.
Liam, you got $10.
1 second, I'm just doing a little conversion. So when I was
really confused,
when I was at Heathrow Airport, there's this place in England called WH Smith's and it's a news agent's. So they sell sandwiches and that kind of stuff. So I walked in there and it was like £5 meal deal. You get a sandwich, packet of chips and a pop or anything. So
like potato chips,
Chips, crisps. So I'm just going to have what I had at Heathrow the other day. I'm going to have a tuna sandwich with sweet corn and mayonnaise.
Oh, nice.
Packet of Skips, which are...
Tyler did not like the sweet corn and mayonnaise.
prawn flavored. And then I'm going to have a Tango, which is an orange pop.
Oh, nice.
And that comes out to $7.37, which probably leaves me enough to buy a...
Costco hot dog. You're
perhaps,
welcome.
Or there's these little things, I believe they're called Frodo's or something like that.
So is any of this real?
Liam's talking from fucking Middle Earth right now.
He's eating Frodo's and shrimp flavored crisps and
right, Freddo's, not Frodo's.
Fredo's?
Frodo's.
What are those? Picture.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's a dairy milk.
Oh, it's a chocolate.
25p, so I can get a few.
How much is 25p?
Let's have a look at the conversion.
Oh no.
Weren't you just there? I feel like this should be like still on the tip of your tongue.
37 cents.
Wow. Value for a chocolate bar.
I want to see the actual size of that. Yeah, that look like a real bar. We're talking like Mars fun size.
You can kind of do it. An idea.
But it is British chocolate.
They're about this
different.
Big.
Okay. That big?
Okay. I'd pay 37 cents for that.
Yeah. And then Skips is the packet of crisp I'm having.
Oh. We are nailing it on this visual podcast.
I love it. Tyler, you got $10. You got to feed yourself.
Two tacos and two junior bacon, beef and cheddars, baby.
Ah, good one.
Should no be drink? About $10.
No drink. You're going to have a dry mouth.
Yeah. Just, cup of water at the Taco Bell.
Those 49 cent soft tacos back in the day when we were kids.
Oh, buddy.
Come on.
Go murder 20 of those.
Okay. Easy.
Look at Skips just look like Lay's.
Yeah,
they look like this though.
Hmm. I like the shape of those
flowers.
Yeah, they do look like flowers. Yeah, we're learning about English chips.
Is that potato?
That is prawn.
No. There's a chip made out of potato.
Oh yes.
Yes.
It's not made out of prawn.
Prawn cocktail flavor.
If I have $10 to feed myself, I'm gonna go yesterday $2.99 Safeway. I got a pack of pizza pops.
Look at that.
That could last me a day, maybe two. I could stretch it out.
Four pizza pops last you 2 days?
If I'm rationing.
Good Lord.
Well, I also bought multiple boxes at $2.99.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
So $2.99, I got the classic, the pepperoni bacon. Yeah. And then just a pepperoni. And then I tried the Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
I like the Frank's.
So I've got a freezer full of those.
Yeah, is it just cheese and hot sauce?
No, it's like pepper and bacon, but there's like some Frank's like inside.
So I've got my pizza pops there, right? And then I'm going to go to I'm at Safeway right now because it's near my house and I can think about it in my head. I'm going to walk to a different aisle. I'm going to get a 2 liter of no name pop. Those are only 99 cents, Liam.
Dr. Flav?
I can get Dr. Flav or Dr. Zip. Maybe just an R compliments. Cola.
Options.
Right? So that now I'm at $4. Right? $4. And then I can go get also at Safeway, they've got those dollar bags of chips. I want some of those. Because I like your idea of getting chips, Liam. So I'm going to add those on. So now I'm at $5. I've still got plenty to go.
Yeah. A bunch of Freddos.
I could get a bunch of Freddos or the chocolate frog things that you were showing me.
Same thing.
Those are the Freddos.
Okay. Excellent. And then I'm going to go to the candy aisle. They've got $1.50 packages of Coke bottles. I'm going to get two of those. So that's $3, right? So now I'm at $8. I've got a meal already. I'm going to pop back over to the frozen section, finish off the last $2, two frozen burritos. Spicy beef.
Style.
You're really getting your bang for your buck.
Spicy beef.
Have you considered tax in this?
Jesus Christ. Can we just get to Hanco performers? Fuck me.
So Liam is right. I'm going to have to remove one of the burritos probably. Well, Tyler's got the look on his face where he's just over it already.
You can hear it in his voice.
That was about 28 minutes ago.
Ask the idiots questions. Submit those. If you want to sponsor it, it's open.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tyler, you'll be happy. Get your buttons ready. Or Liam. It is time for hot cold performers for our friends at Twig and Berries. If you go to twigandberries.ca, use the promo code NATION15, you'll get 15% off your order. You will also today, as I'm looking at it, you will see the very, very handsome bearded Brad in his undies on the front page. If that doesn't get you there, I don't know what will. Or if you're in St. Albert, head on out to their store. Try things on. Hoodie season is around the corner. I recommend the ODR collection. Good? Good. We start off with our veggies every week with hot and cold performers. Liam, you are back from England. I'm starting with you, your Twig and Berries cold performer of the week.
My Twig and Berries cold performer of the week. The fact my TV screen didn't work on the flight on the way to England for 8.5 hours.
Oh, that is brutal.
So luckily I had Peaky Blinders and I watched that.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
Was yours the only screen that was not working?
Yep. The thing was, it worked at first that you could click on it to get to the movies, but then nothing else would work. Mm. So it was like, tease me a little bit.
That was rude. Tyler, Twig and Berries, cold performer of the week.
What will I go with? Honestly, us for not staying on topic today.
I can't believe it!
I disagree with that.
What the hell is this?
Dan?
What the hell is going on, Tyler?
Entertainment station.
You gave me a cold performer. My cold performer of the week is going to go to one Austin Matthews, who, when asked what your favorite thing about hockey is, this was his answer.
My favorite thing about hockey is just that it feels like hockey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I can get behind that.
Know. Yeah. Like for me, we're trying to grow the game. Nope. Everybody just gives Austin Matthews a free pass on his casual, I don't give a shit attitude, but you're the marquee guy in the marquee market. Don't give stupid answers. Austin Matthews, you get my cold performer of the week.
What?
It was a joke about the it's corn kid.
Was
the first thing I thought of.
I missed it. Sorry.
Oh, see, like in my head, the corn kid's already gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been gone for a while in my opinion too. It was a late joke. So
I was not going to catch on to that one either.
Rick, your Twig and Berries cold performer of the week.
Am
I ready?
Go ahead.
That was
you know what? It's just it's kind of an oxymoron here. It kind of contradicts each other just because this time of year, all sorts of good things happen, but it's just the end of my personal golf season is right around the corner here. And it's just the changing of the weather and the summer's kind of over, and it's, I'm probably wearing pants for the first time in like 4 months, but, yeah, it's just this little transition between summer to, we know what's about to happen with the weather.
You're as cold as ice.
On the nose.
My Twig and Berry's cold performer of the week is the Toronto Maple Leafs for having me sponsor their jerseys, and I get nothing from it. Though, what I would say is the Photoshops that came in from Oilers Nation citizens around the globe were fantastic. So Toronto Maple Leafs for putting me on the jersey, I get nothing from it. You are my cold performer of the week.
Oilers.
Exactly. Reversing the order. Rick, you're up next. Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week.
Well, this is kind of contradictory what I just said, but it's the beginning of the greatest part of sports in every calendar. It's you know, hockey's getting going here, football's on the way, baseball's coming up to the playoffs. This is perfect time to have the weather turn, because I just want to sit there on my couch under a nice little warm Oilers snuggie and watch sports all day.
Major key alert.
Exactly. Yes. Nation Dan, your Twig and Berry's hot form of the week.
Well, I didn't give it to them last week, and I don't know why, but I'm going to give it to the Calgary Flames and their roof for just creating content for us forever. Yeah. Like, we've got at least a year now of the roof caving in jokes and just all that stuff. So, Saddle Dome, you get my hot performer of the week.
We the best.
Waz is going down to Calgary to watch a preseason game, and we're going to send him down with a hard hat.
Yeah.
Make sure he's protected. Tyler, your M-check, your Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week goes to the beautiful boys in blue. And no, I'm not talking about Zach Hyman and Evander Kane in the beautiful new royal blue Oilers jerseys. I'm talking about my Buffalo Bills, Rick.
We'll see what happens next Friday.
We'll see what happens next Friday with this subject. But I was very nervous that I was traveling all the way to Buffalo to watch them play for the first time. I've never seen them play live. I was like, fuck, they're going to blow it. They're going to lose. And I'm going to be very upset. I spent all this money to come out here. But they didn't. They came through for me. And I love them. Buffalo Bills, hot performer of the week. Thank you.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
I was upset you didn't go through a table.
I kind of was too.
I didn't see you get any mustard or ketchup on you.
I was worried about the white jersey.
That's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Should we put you through a table now?
We need this table.
This one's firm. I would also give myself an honorary hot performer of the week because I manifested your Bills win. I feel like
you did for picking them in our real life pick 'em.
Thank you. Liam.
My hot performer of the week is the Pittsburgh Penguins offensive play caller for the last play of the game.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
What did I call him?
Penguins.
I'm just in hockey mode. Steelers. And that allowed Najee Harris to fumble the ball at the end, which knocked 2 points off my opponent in my fantasy football league. And he didn't know until I let him know.
It's getting hot in here.
That ruined so many things. It
fucked my teaser up. I was so pissed. I turned off the game. I was like, sick. My teaser won. Like, good night.
Claypool was like 35 and a half yards, something like that. He was above it. Then they gave him a 6 yard loss and he ended up losing. He the under by 30, like half a point or something.
He finished at 35.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Barra-udo.
My Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week. I'm just going to go right back to the Swiss newspaper that included fake Jim Matheson's quote about a cheesy gordita crunch. It made me laugh to the point of tears yesterday. And anytime that happens, I always love it. So shout out to the Swiss people.
The big guy is smoking hot.
I agree. Thank you for that, Liam. That was wonderful.
That's what they pay me for.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts, gentlemen? Episode 223. Let's wrap it up.
Game one on Sunday. Let's go.
There is a game on Sunday, preseason against the Winnipeg Jets. I'm very excited to write a GDB. It's been a minute and I'm looking forward to it. We have hockey back. Although honorary cold performer of the week, fucking 8-game preseason is long.
Yeah,
it is.
It's long. Only 5 games.
Isn't it 8?
Isn't it?
I think the Oilers have 8 games.
We have 4 home games. That's for sure.
How many are split?
It's 4 home.
Oh, if there's a bunch of splits, then we're good.
I bet one of them's at least a split.
We got to get a split.
I think Winnipeg splits split? With us or something.
Yeah. Let me see here. So we've got Winnipeg here in Edmonton on Sunday, in Seattle on Monday. Oh, 8 o'clock start of preseason is just outrageous. Calgary on Wednesday, here on Friday. So there's 4. And then let's flip over preseason Saturday against Winnipeg.
It is 8.
Yeah, it is 8. 8 total.
Oh, there you have it.
And then they open up officially on the 12th against Vancouver.
Let's go.
And honorary shout out to Quads. Fuck you, Quads. I'm going to crush you. Just so you know that. Outside of that, well, let's wrap it up. I want to say thank you to our friends at DoorDash, Oodle Noodle, Cornerstone Insurance, and Twig and Berries. Most importantly, all of you for listening. Thank you very much. Episode in the books. Have a great weekend.
Shout out Todd McFarlane.
Thanks for listening to Oilers Nation Radio, delivered by DoorDash. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.